Well, you know, last week we talked about the fact that Eddie Murphy had pulled out as the host,
which I found disappointing.
Of the Oscars, yeah, and Brett Ratner was going to be, and the whole thing fell apart. So, but we talked about Billy Crystal actually being the host, and he is going to be the host.
He is. He's been confirmed, and that is the good news. There, you know, that's the bright side.
Yeah, this will be his ninth time, and he tweeted that he was doing the Oscars so the young woman at the pharmacy would stop asking him his name when he picked up his prescriptions.
Good for another year.
Now, he isn't the oldest person that did the Oscars by any means, because he's 63, and Bob Hope was 74 when he did the Oscars back in 78. So anyway, it should be kind of fun to see Billy Crystal again at the Oscars.
Yeah, you know, the whole anticipation is, what's he going to do in the Open? He
does
a great job every time.
That's right. Well, Quentin Tarantino is about to start shooting his new film, Django Unchained. And part of his creative team was his editor, Sally Menke, who unfortunately passed away at the age of 56.
Oh, that's young.
And it really, you know, he had a team that he worked with, and she was probably the most critical. The editor of a film is very, very important. But anyway,
and ultimately, so, they tell the story.
they cut it together. They do really amazing things that people, you know, unless you're really inside, I think, don't understand how really powerful editors are in terms of shaping the final piece and affecting the whole film going experience. But he's got a new guy by the name of Fred Raskin, who served as the assistant editor for the Kill Bill films. He's also working with a cinematographer he's worked with before, but is still relative to Robert Richardson. So anyway, he's got his team together, and he starts shooting any day, Django Unchained, so we can look forward to Quentin Tarantino's new film. Now, something that is I'm announcing first here on Cinema Chat, in 2 weeks from today, Michael Moore will be live at the Michigan Theater to do a book reading. So this is Thursday, December 1st. He's as part of his book tour for his book Here Comes Trouble, which is a funny anecdotal kind of history of Michael Moore's life. He's a great storyteller. He's a wonderful comedian, and it should be a lot of fun. So tickets will be available. Check the Michigan Theater website to get more information.
So a book reading all that entails? Is there a Q&A after?
There'll be a Q&A. There'll be a book signing.
Nice.
And
nice.
He'll do some readings from the book and tell some stories. And again, he's a very funny, even if you disagree with his politics, he really is a funny guy. And this is about his life growing up in Flint and, you know, making it in the film world. So anyway, should be a lot of fun. Again, that's Thursday, December the 1st, Michael Moore doing a book reading and a comedy kind of piece from his book, Here Comes Trouble. Opening this week is a film that I could not get into at the Sundance Film Festival because all the...
And you tried.
I tried. Martha Marcy May Marlene, which won the Best Director Award for Sean Durkin, who was the director, Best U.S. Directing Award at the Sundance Film Festival. And it's about a young woman played by Elizabeth Olsen, whose name
the
is
younger
Martha.
Sister of the Olsen twins.
That's right. And
except a good actress.
Yeah, she does an amazing job on this one. And what it is that she's been swept away as part of a cult, and the cult is led by a actor by the name of Hugh Dancy. And she's left the cult, but she doesn't want to talk about her life there. She goes to her sister and her brother-in-law. The sister's played by Sarah Paulson. The brother-in-law is played by Hugh Dancy. I'm sorry, John Hawks plays the
cult leader.
The cult leader, and John Dancy plays the brother-in-law. And she's, she's confused, and the movie plays as if you're in her head. A lot of it is as if you're in her head. And so your ability as the viewer to tell what is her transportation into her fantasy life or her...
You get to live her confusion.
You get to live her confusion. She's taken herself away from this cult, but it was very meaningful and deep to her, although it was not healthy at all. And so anyway, it's very, very well done in terms of getting inside this woman's head and figuring out how she's trying to put her life together. Salon Magazine said it is utterly gripping ride. The movie is an utterly gripping ride that will keep you guessing until the last second about what is real, what is imagined, and whether Martha has entirely snapped under the tether of sanity. So anyway, Martha Marcy May Marlene is definitely worth checking out. And Marcy May Marlene are other people that she plays as herself. So anyway, check it out. It will be a wonderful film. It opens this Friday at the Michigan Theater. And then also opening Friday is a French film called The Hedgehog. And this is about a 12-year-old girl who, you know, just sees the adult world as hypocrisy, and she's not sure that she wants to particularly participate in the world as she sees it.
Smart kid.
And so she takes her father's camcorder to start documenting some of this stuff, and she lives in this downtown Paris building, and there's this concierge who's this grumpy old lady. And she doesn't really think much of her, but, you know, she starts to become part of her video video record. And she actually finds that this woman is literate and interesting and has lived an interesting life. And it really changes her whole view because she sees this grumpy adult person who she just kind of wrote off as another, you know, meaningless person in the view of a 12-year-old, and finds a depth of character and interest and actually some shared
life
interests and values. So The Hedgehog, and she calls this concierge the hedgehog because she's grumpy kind of person. So it charming. Again, it's gotten great reviews. Roger Ebert said, this is a movie with such a light, stylish touch, makes no claims on profundity, has a sweet, hopeful experience. So anyway, check out The Hedgehog. Opening at the Multiplex is The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Yeah, as shooting for a $150 million opening. That wouldn't be bad, huh?
Yeah, and the thing is it's gotten pretty awful early reviews. One of the British reviews says, it sweeps us away on a new riptide of mawkish euphoria. They're predicting 115 to 125. Rival studios are thinking more like you said, 150 million. So,
understanding, anyway, I'm not the target audience. I did watch the first one with my daughters.
Of course.
And it was just lost on me.
Yep. Well, the Twilight Saga obviously has a very strong following.
Oh yeah.
Of young folks, probably between 12 and 30 at this point. So anyway, we'll look forward to getting the box office report on that. And then another film for kids a little bit younger, Happy Feet 2. Now, this has Robin Williams as a voice and a lot of other stars as well.
I would much prefer to see that. I really enjoyed the first one, actually.
And this one is not getting quite as good reviews as the second. It suffers the sequel kind of piece. But it obviously has a lot of comedy and absurdity, and so Happy Feet 2 may be worth checking out if you got some kids to take to it. There's some interesting special screenings. There's going to be a Found versus Found event on Friday, November 18th.
That requires explanation.
Well, yes, there's a magazine called Found, which Davey Rothbart, who's an Ann Arbor guy, created, and you know, it's nationally prominent, and folks read it. And it literally, he takes pieces of paper and writings that are left places, you know, in the trash or just blowing on the street, and it's kind of an interesting kind of modern archaeology of our society. And then there's also Found film footage, which, you know, again, you know, people will go to secondhand shops and they'll go to get people's 8mm film from their family, family events and childhood 8mm or videotaped records. And it's kind of interesting to, as a voyeur, kind of look in on who are these mysterious, miscellaneous people. And so these two kind of dynamics, Found Film Footage Festival and then Found Magazine, are going to kind of pair off, and it should be fun to see those two very witty people. Joe and Nick from the Found Footage Festival will be at the Michigan Theater, and Davey and Peter Rothbard as well will be there from Found Magazine, and they'll kind of, you know, celebrate this kind of found
My found stuff is better than your found stuff.
Exactly, exactly. Should be fun. American International Film Festival, which is a one-day festival, is going to play on November the 20th, Sunday, November the 20th. And these are literally short and a couple of feature-length films from around the world. The President Goes to Heaven and The Song of the Blind Girl, two of the feature films that are there. And then the Stanley Kubrick Festival continues with The Shining on Monday the 21st. Now, opening next week on Wednesday, and we might even do Cinema Chat on Wednesday, but My Week with Maryland is opening up, and then The Descendants, which is the Alexander Payne film that stars George Clooney. This has gotten great, great, great reviews. Another film like crazy. So those are coming up essentially next week, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So lots to see out there and lots of great stuff coming.
Looking forward to it. We'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Cinema Chat. You'll find it only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.